Hello and welcome back to the podcast. My name's Gemma Gladstone. In today's episode, we bring you a short bite size where Justine and I answer a question we got during one of our coaching calls with a member of our schema circle. So we're sharing part of that with you today, where we talk about the difference between the subjugation and the self-sacrifice schemas. Now, both these schemas are really, really common. They tend to be schemas that, if we don't address them, they can really lead to a lot of burnout and a lot of resentment. They can even lead to just a burden on our physicality. And they can be linked to physical problems such as migraines, muscle aches and pains, and other physical issues. If we have these schemas long-term and to a significant degree where they're interfering with our life and our relationships, they can also lead to depression. I've seen a lot of my clients over the years who have come to therapy for what's been described as treatment-resistant depression. And really, one of the main schemas then they've got going on in their life has either been the subjugation schema or the self-sacrifice schema or both. And this has led them to be chronic self-deniers or chronic self-suppressors, meaning that they live their life based around what other people want and what other people might think and what other people might say, rather than tuning in to their own wants and needs. So Justine and I dive a little bit into these schemas, and we hope you enjoy this short episode. Also, just wanted to remind you, if you want to get on to the wait list for when we next open the doors to our schema circle, please look at the show notes and click the link, and that will take you to a sign-up page where you can put your name down on the schema circle wait list to get notified for when we next open the doors. Thanks for joining us at the Good Mood Clinic podcast, where we get to the heart of the matter about what makes us humans tick. We're Justine Corrie and Gemma Gladstone, two clinical psychologists and schema therapists. And we're passionate about helping you break unwanted life patterns and finding new ways to understand yourself and those tricky people around you. Life is way too short to be derailed by our schemas, by self-sabotage, toxic relationships, or a lack of self-worth. So let's tackle this together and help you reclaim your life and who you really are. All right. So I've got these two other questions at this point that people in. And the first one is, this is such a common thing, and some of our favorite schemas coming up here, Justine. What's the difference between the subjugation and the self-sacrifice?
Yes.
An oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Well, don't mean to have a go at answering that. Yeah. You can jump in. Okay. All right. So I suppose both of them fall under the domain of other directedness in terms of the schema domains. So schemas are grouped. So it means there's a focus on you feeling you have to manage the other person. You have to kind of edit your behavior to keep the relationship good with someone else. So self-sacrifice is when you sort of quite readily put your own needs aside to do something for someone else. So you might say, let's just say someone asks you a favor. That's a common one. Okay, can you give my child a ride to school? Okay, now let's just say that that is an extra 15 minutes to your journey and you go, yeah, sure, no problem. Like it actually feels quite good in the moment to say yes, this is for self-sacrifice. And if you say no or you entertain that, you feel really guilty. You think, oh no, I can't do that. That, you know, that would kind of make me a bad person. So you feel like you're doing it willingly, and there's a sense of, you know, wanting to help the person. And then afterwards, you actually may find yourself quite stressed because actually that 15 minutes means you have to rush yourself. So you end up being stressed trying to help someone else. But you don't kind of really realize that in the moment that that's what you're doing. So it kind of feels good. And then subjugation has got a different sort of emotional flavor to it. So it's when you kind of feel that if you say no, that the other person is going to retaliate or reject you or abandon you in some way. So in that same scenario, if this person said, oh, hey, can you give my child a ride to school? And you go, oh, God, I so do not want to. But you might immediately feel a bit of resentment and like wishing you could say no, but you go, oh, far out, man, I just have to do it because otherwise she will be a nightmare and I'll have to see her every day. So you do it resentfully and with a bit of stress or even anxiety. That can also be a common emotion, and that also takes a toll on you. And those schemas commonly co-occur. So you can have both a self-sacrifice schema operate in one context, but then feel very subjugated in another. I suppose self-sacrifice can become subjugation, can't it, Gemma, over time? But yeah, that would be the main difference, kind of the how you are feeling internally about having to do something for someone else or, yeah. Is there anything you'd add?
Well, I think in a good way of thinking about it is just that, you know, like just thinking about it as the subjugation umbrella. I mean, they're both sort of forms of subjugation, and with self-sacrifice, we tend to be very other focused and we're wanting to alleviate something for the other person. And if we can't do that, we feel guilty. And so, yes, it does, like Justine says, it's obviously it's more conscious in the moment. So when someone asks a favor of you and when you're deciding whether it's your need or their need, you'll more likely opt for that. You put their need as the priority, because if you don't, you feel bad that you can't do that, and you feel guilty, and you also have cognitions like, you know, well, I should do that because that's what good people do. And while there's nothing wrong with that inherently, if this becomes a pattern over time, it can you could become even depressed over time, you know. So you can feel resentment building up and all that sort of stuff. So, but with subjugation, it's a bit less conscious in the moment. And there tends to be a lot of bodily things when the subjugation schema is triggered, like your fear reaction, so your fight or flight stress reaction it might be triggered. So if someone that you feel subjugated by asks you something or tells you to do something but you want to do something else, just the thought of speaking up for yourself can feel quite scary. You could have heart palpitations. So you submit often out of fear in the subjugation schema. If you're kind of surrendering to it, you submit out of fear because you think if I don't do this, or if I do something I want to do but that's not acceptable, then there'll be a punishment or there'll be hell to pay, or this person will reject me, or this person will get angry with me. And so people with subjugation schemas can have a lot of internalized anger because they've had to suppress their voice. And both of these schemas are about self-suppression. They're all about self-suppression. And that's why they can be particularly toxic schemas over time, and they can build up and they can affect our mental health long-term if we don't address them and if they're big dominant schemas in our life.
Yeah, and they can feel quite, as you say, automatic. And a large part of alleviating these schemas is having better boundaries, isn't it?
Yeah.
Knowing this is a moment where you could even have a boundary can be an important first step, just recognizing it as an opportunity to think about what you need versus the other person. Mm. And then also with the self-sacrifice schema, in the moment it can actually feel quite good to help someone out, and you're not actually thinking about the cost to yourself. So you can get a real sense of self-esteem by being that person who helps everyone. And you can kind of be in that schema for a really long time, you know, kind of doing a lot of output despite the cost to yourself, until at some point the circumstances you find yourself in, sort of the demands, exceed your resources. And that's when it can really start to bother you, and as Gemma said, really start to affect your mental health.
Mm.
But it can feel quite good up until that point.
Mm. And then if you, and then what we've found also is that these scheme people can come to therapy, and they might come with chronic depression or say recurrent bouts of depression. And if they have these big schemas and they haven't addressed them over time, and these schemas are directing their lives, then as soon as you actually address these schemas and they get alleviation from all those, particularly the big subjugation schemas, it's amazing just how better you will feel.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So, and yeah, relationships. It can be very linked to mental health and how we feel. Yeah, so, yeah, big schemas, you can learn them really early in life through experiences and also modelling, but they're often, developed as a way of, you know, surviving. You figure out what you have to do to get your needs met, and you either self-sacrifice or you submit, subjugate your needs, that kind of thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's fascinating schemas. Those two, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you can relate to what we've said and you haven't watched the Boundaries Deep Dive yet, that would be a good thing to watch.
Mm, exactly. Start
thinking about how you would challenge these schemas and heal them.
Thanks so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love for you to share it with others. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to get notifications when new shows are released. You can visit us at goodmood.com.au/podcast for more information. You know, this podcast is intended for learning and entertainment purposes, and we really hope it achieves that. But because it's not a substitute for personal therapy, we'd like you to consult a qualified mental health professional for tailored support. Bye for now.